Namaskar Bhutale Shrinativakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Niravishesha Shunyavadi Vastachari Ishtarani Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Dadha Shrimasti Gauravaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vajikavatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha, Padhitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Well, that was amazing listening to Maharaj. Always wonderful, but this was particularly amazing. And you see me here with my computer, you know what I know? I'm on the internet. I'm serious. And you know what I'm doing? I'm downloading something for Maharaj. Yes, that's what I'm doing. I didn't bring the computer, but anyway, it's a bit of a long story. So that's actually what I'm doing, so please. Forgive me.
Sorry about that. There was no hints.
So, I was going to say a few words, or read a few things actually. I want to read the Sri Nama Mala Grahana Mantra. The mantra that some would say should be chanted, but can be chanted when you take your beads for the purpose of chanting japa. It is a prayer to the beads. Avignam kulumale tvam harinama japeshu cha Sri Radha Krishnayo dasyam dehi male tu prartaye. O Mala, means the beads. O Mala, please destroy inauspiciousness in my chanting of the holy name of Lord Hari, and grant me the position of service to Radha and Krishna. This is all I pray, O Mala. That's interesting, isn't it? You know, we just take the beads, they're just the beads. We just chant on them. But they're very, very sacred. This is a nice prayer to the beads. Which, you know, if anyone wants, we can certainly make it available. Then a verse, unfortunately I don't hear, at least have the Sanskrit, but it's spoken by Lord Shiva. It's from Padma Purana. He's speaking to Parvati about chanting japa. The translation is, keeping the beads on the middle of one's ring finger, one should chant in murmuring sound. One should not keep the beads on the pointing finger and chant japa. Chanting japa with the pointing finger has been rejected. One by one, pulling the beads inward and chanting japa is recommended. Not pushing the beads away, pulling the beads. Oh dear wife, one should not chant over the head bead. Otherwise, he will not get the results of his chanting. So chanting japa. You know, when you have a lot of chanting, when you do a special program like this for hours and hours and hours and hours, it kind of sorts, what, the men out from the boys, or, you know, the adults out from the children, because you really get to see how much do you like chanting And how much do you maybe, just do it, but not really like it. It's an interesting experience. And the mind comes up with different things. I thought I'd read a few verses. Well, we just read those couple of verses for inspiration. I thought I'd read a few others from Srila Rupa Goswami. Let me read, I think, just the translations of some, or let's see how it goes, maybe all, the verses from Sri Nam Ashtaka, the eight prayers glorifying the holy name. Try and listen to this carefully. O Harinam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishads, the crown jewels of all the Vedas. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Shukadev. O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you. O Harinam, O name sung by the sages, O transcendental syllables that bring bliss to the people, even if you are spoken only once, and even if you are spoken disrespectfully, you at once remove the many harsh sufferings of everyone. I could just mention that Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives in-depth analysis in Harinam Chintamani of the stage of chanting called Namabhas, which is essentially what Srila Prabhupada called the clearing stage. It's not offensive, you're basically chanting quite nicely, but still it's not really pure chanting. So that can give liberation and various other things, quite extraordinary things. Here we note, Rupa Goswami says, even if you're spoken disrespectfully, O Harinam, still you remove the many harsh sufferings of everyone. There, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that this namabhas, this sort of second-rate chanting, it may include things like chanting the holy names, or a holy name, to indicate something else, or chanting with the syllables of the particular name are separated and some other syllable or syllables being in between. Sri Sri Nitai Mayapur Chandra Ki Jai. So in this regard, we often, when we're talking on the subject, we refer to the famous Rama Margarine. It's popular. Rama Margarine is everywhere. It's in Russia. It's just everywhere. It's just everywhere. And people like it. And people say, give us some Rama. They're getting delivered. Anyway, that's sort of by the way. But that's still, it's true. O Son of the Holy Name, even the dim light of your early dawn gives the sight of pure devotion to they who are blind to the truth. What learned person in this world is able to describe your transcendental glory? The Vedas declare that although meditation on impersonal Brahman cannot bring freedom from past karma, O Holy Name, your appearance at once makes all karma disappear. O Holy Name, I pray that my love for you in your many forms, such as Aga Damana, the crusher of Agasura, Yashoda Nanda, the son of Yashoda, Nanda Sunu, the son of Nanda, Kamala Nayana, lotus-eyed, Gopi Chandra, the moon of the gopis, Vrindavan Indra, king of Vrindavan, Pramata Karuna, merciful to the surrendered souls, and Krishna, may greatly increase. O holy name, you are manifest in two forms. One, the Supreme Person described by the holy name. And two, the sound vibration of the holy name. We know that the second form is more merciful than the first. Even a person who commits many offenses to the first form may become always plunged into an ocean of bliss by serving the second with his voice. Do you follow that? The first form is Krishna, who we are addressing when we chant his holy name. O Krishna, Hare Krishna. We're addressing Krishna. And the second form is that actual Krishna, as we speak it. That is the second form. And that is more merciful. Krishna, as the holy name, is more merciful than Krishna, as Krishna, if we put it that way. O name that destroys the many sufferings of they who take shelter of you. O name that is the form of delightful and intense spiritual bliss. O name that is a festival of happiness for Gokula. O perfect and complete holy name of Lord Krishna, I bow down and offer my respects to you. I bow down and offer my respects to you. O life of Narada's Veena, O flood of the waves of sweet nectar, O holy name of the Lord, of Lord Krishna, please sweetly appear on my tongue. So, I just thought I'd leave those words with you. It's very nice. And you can take some prasadam, which is also a form of Krishna, to taste on your tongue. And then come back, and I'll recite that verse to the mala before we start again. Okay? Shri Hari Nam Prabhu ki
Jai.
Shri Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki
Jai.
Gopremanande
Hari Gopu.